I know that people are going to automatically say I'm such a bee and a horrible human being and I have no conscience and blah, 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 going to hell. I sound like I'm griping, and I am.
Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. Mmm, la, la, la. Mmm, yeah. Stuff with Shannon.
I like your Uggs, Deonte.
Thank you.
Those are Uggs, right?
Yes, this is my newest pair.
Oh, are those the ones that you got for Christmas?
Yes.
And the ones that you want another pair of?
Yes, I really would like to have a black pair.
They look super comfortable.
They are super comfortable and super warm because they're knitted.
Uh-huh.
So it's like a sweater on your feet.
But do you get sweaty feet?
No. Oh. It has the sheepskin on the inside.
Uh-huh.
So if
it's
I guess
warm but not too warm.
Yeah.
Just right.
Yeah, they don't sweat.
Good for you. I like them. I wouldn't wear them, but I like them.
They're my new faves.
I got a new pair, two new pairs of running shoes.
Okay.
Because I've been kicking butt in the gym.
I love it.
And yeah, that's really all I have to contribute to the shoe talk. I got two new pairs, and they're one's super ugly but so comfortable, and the other is just, I like them. I don't know what to say, but oh boy, I've been having some thoughts lately that make me believe that I am a truly bad person.
I don't think you're a truly bad person.
And so I thought we could maybe discuss some of the thoughts that have been going through my head.
Okay.
With it's very specific situations that I've made a point of making a note of because I knew that we could either use it here or I could blog about something. It would come in handy somewhere. And I know people are going to think, I know that people are going to automatically say I'm such a bee and a horrible human being and I have no conscience and blah, 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 going to hell. I get it.
Thanks for your concern.
I appreciate your, right? I'm so confused though, because I see two billboards on my drives every day. Mm-hmm. So there's one billboard when I'm going to the pool to teach that says, you will meet Jesus when you die.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one by my apartment that says, heaven or hell, where are you going? Call blah, 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 truth for answers. Which one is it? Am I going to heaven or hell? Am I going to meet Jesus? Which of these billboards should I really believe? So, anyway.
If you go to hell, are you going to meet Jesus?
No, because he's not there, is he?
I'm guessing no.
Okay, so duh.
I mean, I haven't been, so.
You're a Catholic. They tell you what to believe, don't they? When you drink your wine. I'm also sort of
a Catholic.
So. Okay, so I take a ridiculously long trip every day between my sister's apartment and the pool that I teach ISR lessons at. It's like 48 miles each way. And one of the best ways to avoid traffic is to go on the express lanes that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
But the express lanes also cost an arm and a leg.
Yeah.
I think one yesterday that I took was $4.85.
Yeah.
It's insanely expensive. But I've noticed that if you register your car as a high occupancy vehicle, it's like a dollar cheaper, maybe more.
Uh-huh.
Are they really going to know if I register my car as a high occupancy vehicle, but I'm alone most of the time? Because I've seriously considered doing this.
I think that the cameras catch that. So I could register my car as a high occupancy vehicle, but I only get the high occupancy rate if there are multiple people.
But what if I have somebody in the back seat? They don't know. The cameras can't get me when I'm going. The speed limit is 75, so it's not going to get like a full on shot of everybody in my car.
Good question.
So would it really make me a bad person if I was to do this? I work a really long day. Here's my justification for it, okay?
Okay.
I get up in the morning. I come here to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Then I go do my nanny internship thing most of the time for my sister. And then I go from there to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And so my days, I'm gone for like 14 hours. And I feel like if the state of Texas can do something for me, it would be to save me an occasional dollar or two on the express lane. I feel like they owe it to me. I'm going to be honest. I feel like the HOV rate is owed to me. And I've seriously been going back and forth in my head with whether or not it would make me a horrible person if I was just to register and maybe put a baby doll in the car seat, in my back seat or something, just so they wouldn't know.
Well, I don't think the state of Texas owes you.
Okay.
Not for that, at least. But I don't think it makes you a bad person if you register your car as a high occupancy vehicle.
Even if it's me, just me most of the time.
Yeah, but sometimes you have more than one person in the car.
I mean, yeah. Beyonce's with me a lot of the time on my phone. So I think it counts.
Hey, works for me.
Okay, so you say that you're okay with me doing that.
I am giving you permission to do that without being immediately labeled a horrible person.
Okay, what about my feelings regarding old people?
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's... before I even hear your justification, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, yeah.
No, listen to the scenario, okay? I think that old people are cute sometimes, especially couples. Mm-hmm. You know, old people that go walking arm in arm or hand in hand. I think it's so cute, okay? But then there's the old person that just gets in my way. I want to be patient.
Uh-huh.
I want to be patient. But in the end, I don't know... I guess just like you just said about the state of Texas doesn't owe me anything. I don't owe them anything. I don't know them. I don't know their story. I don't know if they've worked 15-hour days for the past 79 years of their life or if they've been a couch potato and watched Maury Povich all day long. I don't know their story. Therefore, I don't necessarily owe them anything, including my patience. I don't owe them patience. And I think this has been tested a lot over the past couple days. So last night I took my nephew to get pizza because he helped me at the pool with a little boy that's been having some problems.
Okay.
And so I took my nephew to kind of help calm him down a little bit, and he did awesome. And so I asked him what he wanted for dinner. He said pizza. So we go to the pizza place, and I'm going to eat there with him because we're 48 miles from home.
Right.
And so we're sitting there, and everything's good for a few minutes. And then this old couple walks in. And they place their order and they sit down on the table across from and one behind me.
Okay.
Okay, so they're maybe 5 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess they had someone from out of town visiting their home lately, and that person flew home yesterday. They had a couple, this is all the things that I learned on the phone conversation that they had on speaker. The old person had a cough. In the car ride on the way home, and the granddaughter told him, "Grandpa, that's how it starts. Pretty soon you're going to have a fever, and then you're going to have mucus, and you're going to have to go to the hospital because you're going to die, pretty much." Like, I learned all about the man's health issues. And then they went on discussing a house cleaning problem / price and how it costed them so many nuggets. Hey, how many nuggets did that guy quote for the house cleaning? Oh, he said it was going to be this many nuggets. Well, I got a bill for this many nuggets. And then they went on and on and on about how many nuggets the house cleaning costs. And then it was an argument about whether or not it was worth. Like, I heard all of these things. It got to the point where I just pressed record on my phone so I could make sure that I really wasn't over exaggerating it, that it really was as loud as it seemed. And 100%, yes, it was.
Oh, my gosh.
I know that the old lady there can't really sleep during the day, but the old guy, he went and slept until 3 o'clock.
But that may not be an old person thing. It may just be irritating people as a whole.
Well, in this case, it was old people. Okay. So then on Friday, I had to go pick up my Vyvanse prescription at Sam's.
Mm-hmm.
Sam's is my pharmacy of choice, if you are wondering. And so this woman really, really wore me thin. Okay, so it's already bad enough when you have to wait behind people at the pharmacy, because inevitably there's going to be somebody with questions, there's going to be an insurance issue, there's going to be something.
Right.
Okay, so I thought I lucked out when I got behind this one old lady that looked like she kind of had her stuff together. She seemed fast. She had like 6 bottles of wine in her cart, so she was apparently going home to party. Okay, I thought that until it was time for her to check out. She probably had about 20 things in her cart. She wanted to check out there at the pharmacy. She didn't unload her cart, though. And so the pharmacist had to bring the little scanner gun, go out the pharmacy door, come around and scan her stuff. And like I just said, she had wine.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's the thing that you have to push saying, yes, they're over 18 or over 21. But the pharmacist can't do that because she's on the other side of the counter. So she has to call somebody else over there to take care of that for her. Okay, so she finishes ringing up this old lady, and then she realized, oh, I've locked myself out of the pharmacy area. She can't get back in. So she's got to wait for somebody to come open the door for her. Okay, so I'm already irritated. Mm-hmm. Then the older lady wants to pay with a I think you call it a third party check.
Oh.
Where somebody writes a check to you and then you sign it over to somebody else.
No.
Okay, so she's paying with her third party check, but it's not the full amount of what she owes. So it's a less than the total amount, third party check.
So then she has to make up the difference.
So she signs it over and then you have to wait for it to run and then the difference, and she can't figure out the chip in her card. And this whole process took probably about 15 minutes longer than it should have.
Oh.
And I swear to you, Deontay, I wanted to throw her in the cart and just push it. Push it. And, you know, I didn't want it to really run into anything dangerous. Maybe a soft wall or something.
Or a display of pillows.
You know, just, I was out of patience at that point. What do you do? And then I go, so my apartment complex just got sold to a new company. Mm-hmm. And so the gateway that we used to pay rent isn't working anymore. So we actually had to write a check.
It's a beating.
Or a money order or whatever and drop it off in the leasing office. And so I go to do that. And when I walk in, there's only one lady in front of me. No big deal. And the leasing, there's one leasing agent. She's talking to this older lady that had gotten there before both of us. And by the time this whole ordeal was finished, there were six people waiting in line. Okay. So the old lady that's in there has two dogs on a leash. Mm-hmm. They're going crazy, jumping around everywhere, barking, yelping. Shouldn't have been in the leasing office to begin with. I guess what had happened was one of the dogs peed on her carpet or something. Ugh. In both her bedroom and the extra bedroom. So she had to negotiate. Okay, well, if you guys will clean one bedroom, I'll pay to clean the other one. Blah, blah. So going back and forth with that. And then the lady realizes, oh, no. I didn't put my apartment number on my check that I just dropped in your box. Leasing lady's like, it's not a big deal. It's got your name on it.
Right, we can find you.
The lady's like, no, I don't trust you with that. I need you to unlock the box, dig through all the checks and find mine so I can put my apartment number on it. So the leasing lady does. She unlocks it. She goes through all the checks, but then she can't get the box locked again. And she can't walk away from the box until it's locked. So, Deontay, the thoughts that were going through my head at that point, I probably am a horrible person. Am I going to act on them? No. But I have no patience for that.
Yeah, I don't think those things make you a horrible person, because those are like above and beyond.
Aren't they, though?
Those are above. That's just straight like inconsideration for other people, or poor planning on your part does not constitute an emergency on mine.
Right?
Those are above and beyond.
Thank you.
Yeah, no.
Thank you.
Because I'm feeling ragey just hearing about
it. I'm glad.
And I'm the kind of person that I have to walk away.
Yeah.
I have to walk away.
I mean, those were situations where I had to pay my rent.
Yeah.
I had to get my medicine. So I couldn't really walk away. I just had to stand there and hope to God that I didn't have a snapped kind of moment that would happen in my... I mean, I'm not even going to tell you about the close-talking older lady that approached me at the store.
Oh, no.
When I was buying some stuff for my friend's twins.
Oh.
She was clearly a smoker.
Oh, I hate that.
She got close enough that I could see the mustache on her upper lip waxed or shaved. I don't know. And she wouldn't stop. She got into talking about how her daughter's kind of a hoe and had a child with some guy that wasn't the other baby's dad. Like, she really got into her story. And what do you say at that point? I was just like, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just trying to buy some baby clothes for these kids I'm going to fly up and meet next week. And then, and I sound like I'm griping, and I am, but I want to know if my anger is justified or if it makes me a horrible person.
Okay.
So I live in an apartment complex that doesn't have a big parking garage.
Okay.
So if you don't pay for a reserve spot, it's not covered.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided, because it's been raining a lot lately, mm-hmm. and because it's really impossible to get a 3-year-old out of his car seat and up to my third floor apartment without getting him drenched. So I went ahead and splurged the $25 a month for a covered spot.
Okay.
I picked spot number 60
mm-hmm.
because it's right next to my apartments. Not a big deal. And then not a big deal until I realize it's time to actually use the spot. Mm-hmm. And the dang Toyota Prius, the parks in spot 61, You know how small a Toyota Prius is?
Mm.
Pretty darn small, right?
Yeah.
So why does the dang Toyota Prius feel the need to park right on the line between our spots and leave about 4 feet of space on the other side?
Again, not a horrible person. Rage.
Here's what I thought about doing.
Genuine rage.
I wanted to also park right on the line so that said Toyota Prius driver could not even open their car door when they went to get into it. Then I realized, you know what? I get home after this person. I leave before this person, so they're never going to know what I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went and got a new parking spot. Mm-hmm. But I seriously have looked and measured the width of my side mirror to see if I could possibly do that without damaging their vehicle too much. I just want to inconvenience them. Like, I don't want to do any damage. Uh-huh. I just want to show them, look, there's plenty of space on that side. Why don't you use it? Always
so
a Toyota.
Irritating.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, those are all valid situations for you to have genuine rage.
Okay, so I'm not...
You're not a horrible person.
And for all the things that I've recently been through with old people, the state of Texas does owe me the discount to drive in the HOV lane, right? Full circle, Deontay.
Full
just
circle.
Go with it.
I'm going to go with it.
Thank you.
I'm going to go with it. You're owed.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.